You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Thursday, February the 20th of 2025. Currently 8 degrees above zero at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, and it is the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can join us by giving us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Let your voice be heard here this morning on the program. And you can also join us by going to youtube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO part of the page. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Brittany Merlot talking about a warmer weather forecast. And coming up at 9:21 this morning, we'll be joined in studio by the chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party. Nancy Stensel will be with us as well. But to start things off, as we do on most Thursdays, we're very happy to welcome to the program the host of Up North News Radio, which you hear every weekday morning right before this show from 6 until 8 a.m. It is Pat Kreitlow. And Pat, good morning.
Good morning. You almost said p.m. there. I was like,
you caught that,
can you imagine Up North News after dark? That'd be a different show entirely, especially if they gave me like a podcast version of it. I remind people that I've got my Roy Kent coffee mug here because Roy Kent can say the naughty words that you can only say on a podcast and not on the radio. Well, so, yes, an after dark show could be really fun.
Yes, it could be. It's good to have you back. I wanted to talk a little bit about, and I don't know if you caught any of this, but yesterday the Wausau Ethics Board decided that they would continue to, they would move forward with an investigation into Mayor Doug Denny concerning the Dropbox. And beyond that, I mean, it does not say that meant that there was any ethics violations. It was just that, hey, if what is alleged occurred, then it would be a violation. So they're going to continue. But the thing that I wanted to kind of touch on with you is yesterday, a person named Chris Conley, who is the operations manager and the co-host of the WSAU morning show, put a commentary out titled "The Fix Is Already In." And then he went down the line about three different members of the ethics board. And my first thought was, this is very Trumpian. Trumpian politics is not just federal. It's not even state, but it is local. Because after the ethics board decided to move forward yesterday, Mayor Doug Denny came out and said there was one recusal. I think there should be more. And my first thought is, it wasn't a coincidence that one Chris Conley put that out the morning of the ethics board meeting. And it just comes across as, again, very Trumpian in his politics.
Well, I mean, call it what it is. It's bullying. And it reminds me that there was a headline out of La Crosse earlier this week about a candidate who is dropping out of the race for school board there. Now, it's too late to take their name off the ballot, but they're asking people not to vote for them because they've been bullied so much on social media. I believe a lot of it was homophobic in tone, that they've decided they don't want to serve anymore. And while that's their right to do that, look, I'm not going to tell anybody who's been bullied that they should, you know, just stand up no matter what. It's their decision to make. But it is very emblematic of what we are facing today that you feel like you can just bully somebody. I remember my first campaign for legislature in 2006, and I made a comment about my opponent, and I started hearing boos. And look, I got no problem being booed for something, but to me it was like, wait a minute, this is supposed to be a candidate forum. You listen to the candidates, you make your decision. This is not Jerry Springer. This is not All-Star Wrestling. But that's exactly what these things have become. You see them in Trump rallies. You see it in the way Trump wanted a live audience for the debates. They want to get all the anger ginned up. And if need be, you know, then bully people directly. We talked in the last hour about a farmer from Peshtigo who is speaking about how much their family farm stands to lose because of the cuts being made by Trump and Elon Musk, the co-president. And he said the people that looked him up, it wasn't just in the comment sections. It was people found his phone number or his email and, you know, were sending all these terrible messages to him. That kind of bullying is par for the course with what we've got here. And it's only going to continue or get worse unless some of us, like yourself, I'm so glad you did this, brought this up and called it out for the childishness, the boorishness, the unproductiveness that it is.
It's an evil game of telephone. We've seen that with Trump and Musk and others pushing forward false narratives. This one was basically started with a letter to the Wausau Pilot and Review, and then Conley picks up on it, and then I think probably, I would not be surprised if it occurs like what you said, where then all of a sudden some of the MAGA supporters who support Mayor Doug Dinney decide, oh, I see in this article from Chris Connolly, oh, Doug Hostler is on the ethics board, and he gave a donation to Katie Rosenberg once, so I'm going to get on his case. And by the way, real quickly, and I'm going to talk about this more, I know Doug Hostler. He was a professor of mine 35 years ago, University of Wisconsin-Marathon County. He has more integrity in the tip of his small finger than Chris Conley does, just really quickly. And I'm going to talk more about that later on. But, yeah, I just think that, you know, we are at a tipping point, I think, in our country right now, because we are seeing tactics used that are, frankly, disgusting.
I think we are at that tipping point, but I don't mean that everything is lost, but by tipping point. Meaning some people have gone overboard and have said, for example, and I'll just use Doug Dinney as an example. As much as I disagree with him moving the Dropbox, as strong as my language can be on the radio, I wouldn't dream of ringing his phone,
right,
ringing his doorbell, sending a text or whatever. This is what he did in an official capacity that I am personally opposed to. But to then take it to the step of essentially, you know, personal harassment or bullying is that step where you really would hope more people would stop and say, wait a minute. I really disagree with what this person on the ethics board said or did. I can put up a comment about them. But in terms of, you know, taking it to this next level, which could be personal contact or saying things that you haven't researched whether they are true or not, we just can't have more people going over that tipping point.
And by the way, this is not actually that new. I mean, you go back to the Tea Party when they started with the lunatic screaming at the meetings.
Well, it was about that time, right, when people thought that booing and rowdy behavior was what you needed.
The lunatics just continue now. And again, it should be the battle of the ideas. Turning to Mr. Trump. Vice President Trump. No, I shouldn't say that. But
Co-president.
Co-president. Today is the one-month anniversary of Trump 2.0.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
It's pretty crazy to think it's only been 1 month. But, again, I'm driving in. I hear CBS News at the top of the hour. They're going to be taking out many, many folks at the IRS. Tax season. I mean, this is lunacy, what's going on in there in Washington. And I'm still waiting for the major pushback from
people. It is a heist. We tried to warn people that this was going to be a heist, that there would be all manner of cuts under the guise of cutting waste. And you still hear people defending it, saying, oh, this is not a cut. This is a pause in order to get rid of the waste. No, that's not what this is at all. It's not what it is at all, because this is money that's already been approved. If you want to end that spending with the next budget, go ahead. But you've made this commitment. What they really want to do is pause and then only allow the spending to go on that they happen to agree with. That's not their job. This is spending that was already approved by a previous Congress and president. And if you don't have the honor of honoring a contract, I mean, honestly, what good are you? This is the sign, you know, when people say that we're sliding into autocracy. This is exactly the kind of thing that they're talking about, that instead of working through the budget process, they're doing these things that are illegal, unconstitutional, and disruptive to the economy and to individuals around Wisconsin and around the country. And it's not the way this is supposed to work. We need Congress to step up, as, you know, they're the ones listed, you know, first in the Constitution. They have the power of the purse. They can impeach the president. They can impeach federal judges. They have the check on all the branches of government. But if they refuse to stand up for themselves, then we really have made that slide to authoritarianism.
And finally, foreign policy-wise, has there been a more embarrassing couple of days than what we've seen from Donald J. Trump the last couple of days?
It seems like the natural follow-up after the rotten things that Vice President J.D. Vance said in Germany last week. It really was just setting the stage for what would come next. For a guy like Donald Trump to blame Ukraine for being invaded and claim that Ukraine started the war and claiming that Zelensky is just a comedian turned dictator. It is such a, that was such a dark moment in United States history. And it is so telling of what has become of the Republican Party that there isn't a Ronald Reagan, there isn't a John McCain, there isn't anybody that would stand up and say, that's an idiotic take. It is the kind of thing only a puppet would say of Vladimir Putin. And if we go down this road of letting Putin dictate, you know, what the president of the United States is going to do, he thinks this is being wonderfully isolationist. It's not. It's going to end up with American boots on the ground somewhere in Europe to protect Poland or protect the Baltic states or the South China Sea or the Persian Gulf. It's going to cost us so much more in the long run the way that we're going now.
Real fast. Will Donald Trump want to protect those countries now?
He doesn't want to.
No, I'm saying at some point down the road, it's going to happen. But I mean, it's like he literally, I've always thought, and I think many other Americans thought, we are the good guys. Well, with Donald Trump, I don't think we're the good guys right now.
We're not the good guys currently, and that needs to be fixed, hopefully, in the midterms.
There you go. Pat Kreitlow, Up North News, 6 till 8 a.m. every weekday. Pat, thank you very much. Have a great Thursday.
Thank you.
Great weekend.
Yep, see ya.
We're going to come right back and talk about the warmer weather coming in with Brittany Merlot. That's straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
At Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, we are at YouTube. Go to the 98.9 WXCO YouTube page as well to see us, and that way you'll be able to see the smiling face of our own meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, who still looks a little bundled up here this morning. But Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm still feeling the cold chill just a little bit, even though we're getting warmer today, which is going to be fantastic. I'm so excited.
Yeah, first day this week where we come on the air where it's actually above zero, eight above zero right now. That wind chill still at 2 degrees below zero, but still, again, it's been a quiet week, we'll say that much. But things are going to be on the upturn. And in fact, not only on the upturn, we're going to start to see some of the snow start to melt pretty soon, aren't we?
Yes, so we do have a couple of things going on. So while it's been dry and sunny and looking beautiful, we've been in that cold snap and now we're starting to climb out of it. So highs today will reach the low 20s. It's going to feel actually pretty decent compared to what we've been battling. We will fall below zero again tonight, but only five below, so it won't be terrible whatsoever. And then we put today on repeat for tomorrow. So another bright, beautiful, sunny day, highs in the low 20s to end the week. And then the weekend, well, we'll stay below freezing still on Saturday. Highs look to hit the upper 20s. It'll be a mostly sunny, dry day once again. But as we move into Sunday, things start to change a little bit. We've got that warm front pushing through, which is going to bring more clouds. It's going to bring above freezing temperatures. So by Sunday afternoon, we will hit highs in the mid-30s. Now, it won't be the crazy melting day or anything because it'll only be a few hours above freezing, but it will start adding in a little bit of fog, creating a little bit of moisture and melting. And then we do have a chance of a wintry mix, too, Sunday night, where the northern eastern part of the state looks more snow, southwestern parts of the state look more rain, which means a wintry mix potentially here for us into central Wisconsin. This will be Sunday night into Monday morning. It could continue throughout Monday, and it's kind of scattered out as we go into this warm part of next week. So we do have chances of wintry mix really ramping up again on Wednesday, too. So we'll be in the 40s on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, low 40s, right about hitting 40 degrees or so. So this will create some snow melts. When you have temperatures in the 40s, it melts at least a half an inch of snow per day, at minimal. We've got about a foot of snow on the ground right now. So that means I think we'll still have at least, hopefully, half of it left by the time this is all said and done. But we will be losing a majority of it, which means sloppy, muddy, mushy roads, or I'm sorry, soil, and then the roads being wet. And when we drop below freezing overnight, those roads will refreeze to black ice or parking lots or stairs. So keep in mind, wherever it's melting, you want to put some salt on those areas before the morning comes.
Are we still in a drought? Did the latest snow that we received kind of help in that respect?
You know, we are still in a slight drought. It took us out of the moderate drought levels, so it did help a lot, but I guess we still need a little bit more.
Well, I guess the good news is, yeah, I actually would have thought when temperatures got, well, I guess it's not that much above freezing, but half an inch, maybe a little more melting each day. That you're right. I mean, I imagine that's actually decent news during the, because it's not going to stay that warm forever, because I mean in March we still see some chilly temperatures, but for those outdoor enthusiasts there'll still be some snow on the ground, but unfortunately probably leads to some of those snowmobile trails closing again.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, the snowmobile trails, you need a base of at least a foot. We got that now. They're already pretty rutted up and getting worn down, so we'll see. Let's hope that some snow hits us out of this system rather than rain and freezing rain. Because if we get a little bit of snow, potentially on Monday and Wednesday, that'll help the trail conditions out a little bit, or at least try to sustain them. I think cross-country skiing is going to be good to go still. But yeah, like you said, the snowmobile trails are right on that line of they may be closing.
All right. Well, what are the details here for the forecast?
All right. Beautiful. Partly sunny today. Highs hitting 22 degrees. We'll slide below zero tonight to about five below. Tomorrow with highs of 21. It'll be mostly sunny. And then no more negatives in the forecast. Overnight, tomorrow night, we fall to 7 degrees above zero. And then we'll hit the upper 20s on Saturday. Plenty of sunshine. A few more clouds build in on Sunday. Highs in the mid-30s. And then Monday, mostly cloudy. Wintry mix possible. Highs of 40 degrees. We'll hold on to that Tuesday, Wednesday, and another wintry mix potentially hitting on Wednesday.
I will say that after getting used to the double-digit below zero wind chill factors, that when you get temperatures up around 35 to 40 degrees, it is going to feel balmy. Our body gets used to the cold. It's going to be really nice. I've got to say that much.
Yes, I imagine some people out in shorts probably running around the neighborhood.
As you've seen people in shorts already.
You do. Crazy, oh, crazy people.
I promise you, though, I will not be one of those people running around in shorts early next week. So we're going to wait for at least another 25 to 30 degrees before I even think about that. But Brittany, thanks again for the information. Have yourself a terrific Thursday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
That is our Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday morning, meteorologist, Civic Media, as she is with us at 8:21 every weekday morning. Right now in downtown Wausau, again, taking a look outside and see some blue skies, see a little bit of sun poking through, fair conditions, 8 degrees above zero. Winds are not too bad, out of the west at 6 miles per hour, so that wind chill factor is 2 below zero. The dew point is 2 degrees above zero, relative humidity of 73%, I should say 76%. Barometer way up there at 30.40 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we'll do what we do at the top and bottom of every hour on Civic Media. Information update. We let you know what's happening with the news, with the weather, with the sports, entertainment as well. It's all there. It's all coming up. Information update. And then we'll be back and I'm going to talk more. Going to try to put into the proper perspective what happened with the Wausau Ethics Board yesterday. The mayor of Wausau calls it a circus. I disagree. I will tell you what was decided, what was not decided as well yesterday. It's not a circus. It's an investigation. And we're going to try to put it in the truthful perspective coming up. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Playoffs begin for the Wausau West High School hockey team. The Warriors will play host to Superior in a Division I regional final. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbell Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West taking on Superior in a WIAA Division I Hockey Regional Final. Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening faceoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Just heard that tonight. Playoff road begins for the Wausau West hockey team. Warriors taking on the Superior Spartans. Wausau West number 7 seed, Superior, I should say Wausau West number 2 seed, Superior number 7 seed. I'll be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena tonight for all the action. Hope you can join us then. Start of a very busy playoff run in hockey and then girls basketball and boys basketball. And of course, we are Wausau's radio home for play-by-play of high school athletics. And Ian Welsh, why do we do that?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly right. So join us tonight, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, again, yesterday, and right now I want to lay out the facts, because it's real easy to get caught up in what we think, and there's disagreement, obviously, in terms of those who think that the mayor of Wausau, Doug Dinney, did something against the rules when it came to removing the drop box late September of last year, and the mayor himself and his allies think he did nothing wrong. There's that disagreement. So let's take that and put it to the side momentarily. And let's talk about what exactly did happen yesterday, because it sounds easy to say, hey, oh, there was a unanimous vote to move forward on the ethics violation when it came to this Dropbox issue. Let's be fair here. That does the ethics board said, basically, this does not put forth any judgment on whether or not the mayor did anything wrong. Again, this is just about if what has been alleged is true, would there have been a violation? And according to the ethics board, if what occurred is true, then there would be an ethics violation. So again, this does not mean that the mayor did commit an ethics violation. So let's stop with the idea that this is a circus. The mayor quoted after the meeting last night, this is a circus. No, it is not a circus. This was a complaint filed by a group of 8 residents. And the idea of nitpicking these 8 residents, oh, this one gave money to Katie Rosenberg. Oh, this one's not a friend of Doug Dinney. There's not a litmus test for folks, citizens, for making an ethics complaint or reaching out to make sure that the rules have not been broken. But the complaint alleges Dinney violated a part of the city's ethics code by removing the drop box in September and attempting to force the municipal clerk to draft a resolution banning drop boxes. The group cites a section of the code stating that no official shall act beyond their lawful authority. And this brings me up to another point that I brought up with Pat Kreitler earlier this morning. The idea of what is being done within the Trump administration seeping down, whether to the state level, whether to the local level. And one of the aspects that we have seen over the last month is the idea that the executive can do pretty much whatever he or she wants. Just yesterday, putting on his social media platform, Truth, Donald J. Trump, when he, I don't get this at all, real fast. Republicans have always said that the government closest to the people is the one that should be honored. Well, Donald Trump decided to get involved in the parking situation in the city of New York and overturned a law that was put into place a few months ago. And he used imagery that indicated he is a king. No, you're not a king, Donald. No, the mayor of Wausau is not a king either. So the idea that maybe the mayor of Wausau thinks, well, I can do this, even though the Wisconsin Supreme Court had indicated that the city clerk is the one that makes decisions on drop boxes. But we are seeing where around the country, folks are looking and saying, hey, Donald Trump, as the executive, is basically trying to do anything he wants to do. And unfortunately, in my opinion, there's not been enough pushback. But that's here nor there. But what happened yesterday, again, the purpose of yesterday's meeting was not to determine whether a violation occurred, but rather to decide if the allegations would constitute an ethics violation if it's found that the mayor did engage in those actions. Again, let me underline that. Let's get to the facts here. There has not been any decision made. And one aspect that I find a little bit concerning here is how the mayor constantly is calling this a circus. I mean, basically, he's using, again, a lot of the language that would be similar to what Trump used when he was being investigated for his crimes. The idea of this is all a witch hunt and all that along those lines. And now the mayor is saying it's a circus. It's not a circus. It's an investigation. But we want to be fair here. I want to be fair here. Hey, this is an investigation. If the investigation ultimately finds that, in their opinion, the mayor did nothing wrong, then there's really not a lot we can say about it. I think, again, from the outside looking in, if it seems rather straightforward. The mayor took pictures of himself doing the deed. But in the end, as long as the process is right. I've talked about this ever since this show began, going back 2.5 years. And one of the big stories 2.5 years ago was the process involving some issues over at Wausau East, involving a student and involving a band teacher and involving what was considered some inappropriate behavior. And I talked a lot about the process that was being done and not being a good one. And here, it's about the process. And right now, it looks like the process is working. The meeting occurred yesterday. The ethics board decided, hey, if what has been alleged occurred, then that would be an ethics violation. So we need to look into it. We need to investigate it. And the idea that if Mayor Denny did nothing wrong, then he should welcome an investigation to prove that he did nothing wrong. So now the investigation will move forward. And I imagine now that further information will be gathered. Then the board will take a look at what the information is and then decide if there's enough evidence to see whether or not the mayor has violated the ethics code. So again, let the process work. Let the process move forward. And one other thing I wanted to say, and I mentioned the fact that this idea of poisoning the well, and I think it started with this letter that Chris Connolly referenced in his commentary yesterday to the Wausau Pilot and Review. This letter talked about the ethics board and having a few of the members already having their minds made up. And then names are thrown out there. And there's something concerning about that, because we have seen instances where mega lunatics, and I use that term, they start screaming at people that they disagree with. They find out somebody that disagrees with them, and they find them, they send them letters, they send them emails, they give them phone calls, they go to meetings, they scream at them when they see them. That's not the way to go about this. And Mr. Connolly disagrees with me when it comes to the actions of the mayor. According to Mr. Connolly, he thinks that the mayor did nothing wrong. I think that the Wisconsin State Supreme Court has been pretty clear that it was not the mayor of Wausau's decision whether or not to remove a drop box. It was the city clerk. I don't know how Connolly can say, and he says it, that the case is false. The pictures were taken. He was shown with the dolly removing the drop box. But again, let the investigation go through, and then we'll see what ultimately is determined. But I will say, one of the names put out there by the letter to the editor of the Wausau Pilot Review, and then in this game of telephone by Mr. Connolly, is Doug Hostler. And the Pilot and Review writer, and then forwarded by Connolly, says that Doug Hostler was a donor to former Mayor Katie Rosenberg's campaign. Well, that certainly is a bombshell. You know, Mr. Connolly, there are still people out there that can look at the facts and make a decision, no matter what their preconceived political leanings may be. That is, should the ethics committee just be packed with Doug Denny supporters? That seems wrong to me. But I wanted to say something about Doug Hostler, because I know Doug Hostler. He was a professor of mine back when I went to University of Wisconsin-Marathon County. I took a class with him. He was our faculty advisor for our student theater group, Fiercely Independent Theater. And I was looking last night at one of the programs for one of our first-year shows. And in the area where there's always a listing of special things, like people who gave us a couch to use or something else. And it had a listing of all the people that were given a special thanks for the production. And at the very end, it goes, and to Doug Hostler, the best faculty advisor that any group ever had. Because he was that. He was a professor that was beloved on that campus. He was an advisor that was beloved for what he did. He was just and he is still, I'm sure. I haven't seen him in a long time, but I'm sure he's still he is one of the wittiest people around. And when it comes to integrity, if it was found that Doug Hostler had given money to Donald Trump, I would still believe in his integrity. The fact that he gave money to Katie Rosenberg doesn't surprise me, because I think he's a man of integrity. But the idea that somehow Doug Hostler would not have the integrity, I can't think of a better person to have on an ethics board. So I just wanted to say that after his name was put out there. And I'm sure the other names that were put out there are just as have just as much integrity as Doug Hostler does. Time is 8:48. It is, looks like there's actually a little bit of light snow falling here in downtown Wausau. Some flurries are flying. Temperature of 8 degrees. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
If you have some words to give us, feel free. You can give us a call, send us a text. The number is the same, either to call or text 715-382-9297. We believe that we will listen to your words. 715-382-9297. If you agree with me on my thoughts on the ethics board investigation into the mayor of Wausau, if you disagree, I'll take a listen. But no, if you do disagree, I'd be willing to hear your thoughts on it. We may disagree, but at the same time, I'm willing to have an open mind that maybe there's something I haven't thought about. 715-382-9297 to a call or text us. And again, you can also use your Civic Media app. Hit the call or text button as well. And don't forget, we will be joined by the chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. She'll be with us coming up in the second hour of the show. She'll join us at 9:21 for a couple of segments. But I wanted to share a story, because I've talked a lot about courage, about speaking out against what's wrong. And there's not there's a few folks that like the Minnesota Vikings around here. But mm-hmm. A lot of folks are not fans of the Vikings. But there's a former Viking that showed a lot of courage this week. The man's name is Chris Cluey. He was a punter for the Vikings. Last played in 2013.
Okay.
He was with the Vikings for 8 years. He was a very good punter for Minnesota. But he was somebody that was very outspoken before being outspoken was cool, even if it's and I wouldn't even say being outspoken is cool now. Obviously, people lose their jobs. But Cluey thinks that he was released from the Vikings and then basically blackballed from the National Football League because he was somebody that stood up back when he was a player, back more than a decade ago, supporting same-sex marriage. That was, again, very early on when it was, you know, same-sex marriage is something that's very popular with the American people now. It was not always. In fact, it started with Obama.
Been very popular, but it's something that's been around for many years before it was brought up as a major issue. It has been around for a long time.
Right, right. But the point I want to make here is even then, Barack Obama, when he was in office at the start, was not for same-sex marriage. It wasn't until Joe Biden appeared on Meet the Press one time and said, yes, he got ahead of the curve, but it was the right thing to do. And that was around the time that Chris Cluey was speaking out and was being released by the Vikings. But this week, on Tuesday, Chris Cluey was arrested on a charge of disturbing an assembly in Huntington Beach, California. Oh, wow. The incident occurred at a city council meeting. Cluey was protesting the city's approval of a public library plaque that was designed to use the words to spell out MAGA, the acronym for President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again slogan.
Oh,
a video from the council meeting shows the former Vikings punter beginning his protest by reading a prepared statement that called MAGA explicitly a Nazi movement. Cluey continued by saying he would engage in peaceful civil disobedience, whereupon he left his spot at the lectern and approached the city council member's bench. Police quickly detained the former NFL player using handcuffs and literally carried him out of the room. Oh, here is what Cluey, his full statement.
Okay.
MAGA stands for trying to erase trans people from existence. MAGA stands for resegregation and racism. MAGA stands for censorship and book bans. MAGA stands for firing air traffic controllers while planes are crashing. MAGA stands for firing the people overseeing our nuclear arsenal. MAGA stands for firing military veterans and those serving them at the VA, including canceling research on veteran suicide. MAGA stands for cutting funds to education, including for disabled children. MAGA is profoundly corrupt, unmistakably anti-democracy, and most importantly, MAGA is explicitly a Nazi movement.
Amen to that.
You may have replaced a swastika with a red hat, but that is what it is. Cluey told the Orange County Register that he spent 4 hours in custody before his release. Courageous.
Chivalry is not a dead.
And again, we
God
need...
God bless him for standing up for what's right and calling out a terrible acronym.
And the idea that the council is going to put that up in a public library. I mean, give me a break. And by the way, Orange County is a very conservative part of our country.
Yeah,
California is not... California is it's a Democratic state, but Orange County... is very Republican. But good for Chris Cluey, and I agree 100% with that listing of what MAGA is.
I second that.
The time is 8:58. Coming up again in the second hour of the program, we will be joined by Nancy Stensel, the chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party. We will have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, celebrity birthdays, special events being celebrated today, and our number for the day quiz.
Yes, it's a big one today.
You are 0-3 this week. 0-3. You're in a must-get-right situation. So hopefully you'll be able to do that. So that's coming up at the end of the show as well. So one more hour to go here on this Thursday morning. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.